Motherhood is hard. One second, we think we're doing a good enough job, and the next, we feel like the worst mom on the planet, which is why we need the refreshing truth of the gospel to be repeated over and over, giving us hope in the everyday moments. So, mama, whether you're sipping cold coffee or doing a sink full of dishes, we hope you find truth, encouragement, and laughter here. This is the Risen Motherhood Podcast. Thanks for joining us. Well, hey friends, welcome to our first show of 2025. I'm Laura Whiffler, and I will be joined by my sister-in-law and friend and co-host, Emily Jensen, in just a few minutes. Today's episode is a bonus before we jump into the Sunset series in a few short weeks. This will be our final Risen Motherhood podcast series before we officially stop producing new content in April 2025. Not to worry, though. All of this gospel-centered content for moms will continue to be available through April 2026, so you still have plenty of time to take it all in and share it with your mom pals. Before we get into the show, we wanted to let you know that we're hosting a launch team for our soon-to-be-released book, A Million Tiny Moments, Reflections to Refresh a Mom's Spirit, which comes out on March 4th, 2025. Joining is completely free, and it comes with all sorts of fun giveaways, exclusive content, and hangout time with Emily and myself, private mom chats with some of our friends in ministry, and a free early digital copy of the book, and so much more. If you'd like to be a part of this final book launch, we'd love to have you. Sign up through the link in our show notes. Okay, let's get to the show.
Well, Laura, we have a lot of reflection ahead of us as the sunset starts to near the horizon for Risen Motherhood. But I know before we went to that series, because it's going to have a lot of feelings, we wanted to pop in with a bonus episode and share a little bit of like our hearts for motherhood and just all of the things that we've written and thought about over the years. I feel like we've applied the gospel to like so many different specific situations, not only on the show, but also in our own lives.
Yeah, absolutely. I'm excited because I think today we're going to play a little game of where were we when.
Ooh.
For, like you said, all these things that we've written, it's interesting because I don't know about you, but I can like picture for most things, not everything, but most things that are out there that we've written, I'm like, I know where I was. I know how many kids I had at the time. I know like some of the main struggles or hardships. Like I can picture myself on the couch or things like that. What about you?
Oh yeah. I mean, it's funny because I have a very foggy memory. So
I know, same.
I will do my best to recall, but I definitely can muster up like the feeling that I had at the time and the struggles I remember facing when I wrote something, even if I can't remember exactly where I was seated in that moment.
I think I can actually remember that. I'm not even kidding. That's impressive. Like, oh, I was at a coffee shop. Oh, I was like literally on the floor.
That's impressive.
Yeah. I don't know why words have that weird kind of memory for me. Or songs are that same way too. So, okay. Like Em said, we're nearing the end of Risen Motherhood. So it has us all reflective. And we're just excited to kind of share with you guys some of these writings because they come out of our new book that comes out in March, March 4th, 2025. Yep. We're in a new year here. And it's called A Million Tiny Moments.
Oh, let's get the subtitle. You know, if you ever saw this on Laura's Instagram, I really struggle to read book titles apparently. So I'm going to read it from the book right now. It's A Million Tiny Moments. Yeah. Reflections to Refresh a Mom's Spirit. And this is really different from the other books that we've co-written that have been more like, we want to show you how to apply the gospel. We want to teach you how to learn the gospel and how to think about your life through that lens. And this is much more poetic.
Yeah.
These are a lot of the writings that we did over the years for Instagram and for the website and that we've done for, I mean, different downloads.
Yeah, websites, other websites.
Yeah, things like that. And we sat down one day and just kind of laid them all out. I mean, we had over 150 pieces of writing and just started to like categorize them and curate them. And then of course, when we got them into an actual like document that we were working from, we edited them and refreshed them and organized them so that they made sense for different, you know, felt needs and struggles that a mom is facing. And so we're really excited to share this. And I think the word reflections is really accurate because it's not, these pieces of writing are not something that's like, okay, you're going to walk away with like these
tangible next steps.
Yeah, yeah, things. But like, I think a mom will walk away. I hope a mom will walk away from each of these readings, just really truly feeling seen where she's at and encouraged about Even if it's not like this solved all your problems, but like encouraged to keep pressing into the Lord wherever she's at.
Yeah. Yeah. Like Emily said, this book is a totally different vibe. I mean, when you guys see the cover, I know we've already shared it on social media, and so we'll make sure to link it in our show notes. But when you see the cover, you'll even like see that it's this like modern light vibe that we chose to go with. A lot of white space, a lot of breathing room. Because like the subtitle says, it's meant to refresh a mom's spirit. And so we wanted to leave that white space just like to be breathing room within the book, even as you guys engage in this stuff. And
yeah, sometimes you can't read like this monster chapter.
Yes.
Sometimes you just need a little thing you can read in about 5 to 7 minutes. And that's what this is.
Exactly.
Maybe less than that.
Less than that, I think. Yes. So what we want to do today is we really want to take a couple minutes to refresh your spirit. In light of the book and the subtitle, Reflections to Refresh a Mom's Spirit, we really want to take a second to just encourage you. Maybe you're in a spot where you feel like nothing that you're doing matters, and you just can't seem to find purpose in your day. Maybe you're in a spot where you're not sure if God still sees you, or if he is paying any attention to you, or if he's in your home, if your home is a place where you can worship God. Or maybe you're in a spot where you're just not sure if God is working in your situation. So we're going to take a sec and just read you a couple of these entries and talk a little bit about the heart behind them and why we wrote them. So if you end up enjoying these entries, remember that they're in our new book, A Million Tiny Moments. It comes out on March 4th, 2025, and you can pre-order it anywhere books are sold. So let's get to the entries, Emily, and let's kind of talk about where we were when.
All right, Laura, let's jump into the first one. I'm saying that this one is titled For When God Doesn't Feel Present.
Yeah, let's go. Okay. For When God Doesn't Feel Present. Sometimes in the chaos of children and cooking and cleaning and errands and just generally managing a household and family, I forget why I'm doing what I'm doing. I forget who I serve. I get so focused on the here and now, I forget God and eternity. Last night, as I was cooking dinner, my husband was working late, and the kids were whining at my feet. I felt exasperated, strung out, overwhelmed. And then, in the middle of it all, I stopped and sang a worship song to the Lord, asking him to remind me of his presence. Our homes are holy, a place set apart for God and his work. God is not afraid of your crumb-filled kitchen floors or dirt-streaked walls. You don't have to be sitting in a church pew with a steeple overhead to worship him. God meets you exactly where you're at. He is the God of thrown together dinners, sitting in the carpool lane and Magna tiles strewn on the living room floor. He is the God of water tables and playgrounds, driving home from work and going to doctor appointments. God is everywhere. He is in everything. He needs nothing. Remember that God's presence is in your home, Mom. Remember him at your family dinner, your play dates, your bedtimes, and in the middle of toddler tantrums. In the midst of chaos in your house, slow down and see his glory. Be overcome by his presence. You have been equipped for this by the power of the Holy Spirit. God is the reason why we do what we do. Stay focused on what matters.
That's good. That has like a lot of really specific examples in it. I can almost imagine where you were at. So where were you?
This is one that I specifically remember. I was living in the suburbs of Chicago. I had 3 kids under 4. My daughter was recently diagnosed with disabilities. And honestly, I was really struggling in that season. I remember Risen Motherhood was in full swing and it was really growing really rapidly. And we were doing a lot of writing at the time. We were not only producing work for the website. At the time, I don't think we had any writers for us. It was just kind of you and I keeping it going. And we were also under contract for a book. So there was a lot of time spent writing and we were kind of content machines at the time, you know, and I think as I wrote this, I remember just feeling really lonely. Like I mentioned, my daughter was going through diagnosis for disabilities. My husband had broken his leg. I mean, if you've listened to old episodes of RM, you will catch bits of this here and there. And I was really scared. I don't know if I would have said that at the time, but I was scared about my future. I felt a lot of grief. And, you know, I sang this song. It was about this moment that I was kind of washing dishes and I sang this song through tears. And it's that, Holy Spirit, you are welcome here. Come flood this place and fill the atmosphere. Your glory, God, is what our hearts long for, to be overcome by your presence, Lord. And that song just like came to mind in that moment. And while we don't have to welcome the Holy Spirit anywhere, he's always in with us. There's something really beautiful about just maintaining a posture that says like, Holy Spirit, I want you to work in this moment. And that was something that I think I was trying to reflect in this moment, that like, I don't have to go to a church to do that, or I don't have to, I don't know, have this big, beautiful moment on a mountaintop, but instead like within my own home, every moment can be holy, and that God is meeting me and carrying me through everything. Okay, Em, let's do another. This time it's your turn.
Okay. This one is titled "For When You Don't Feel Like Your Efforts Matter." In truth, it doesn't feel like our little efforts to share Christ with our children really add up. Reading the Bible here or there, praying inconsistently before meals, pointing out the beauty of God in everyday moments, they seem like small, feeble attempts at passing along our faith, but each effort matters. Not because we are awesome or have lovely words, but because faith comes by hearing the word of God and the gospel. Because the word of God is living and active. Because the word goes out and does the work. All we have to do is be faithful to carry the message. No matter how weary you are today, remember to carry the message of grace to your children. Carry it to the crib, carry it to the playground, carry it to the minivan, carry it to the dinner table, carry it to the bedside. Carry it with confidence in God's ability to do big things with your small everyday investments.
I love this one. This one has gone viral on social media several times, I'm fairly certain. Tell us a little bit about where you were when you wrote it.
Yeah, I always get this one confused with, there's another one we have that, I don't know if it was originally part
it's
of the same
writing. Also gone viral several times.
About if you share the gospel with your kids one time a week by the age, or some portion of the gospel, like you talk to them about God one time a week, by the age of five, they will have heard it 260 times,
so
right?
Cool.
And, you know, it's this interesting thing of like, we tell our kids no, like a dozen times a day, and talk to them about all kinds of things. Like, why don't we talk to them about Jesus? And so I don't remember like exactly where was I sitting when I wrote this, but I know that I had lots of young children. They were probably—
She can't even count them all.
I can't even remember them. I can't count them all. It was like under the age of five. And I just remember like when I look back on those years, I see so many little things that we did that in the moment felt insignificant or felt like they weren't making an impact. Like I can remember driving around in the van and we would play these like catechism songs through the CD player. Remember CD players, Mom? And we would listen to scripture songs. And I remember I would go on walks and I would have like a little prayer card and I would pray out loud, or I would sit with my Bible study open and the kids would come and sit next to me. And like, I still have colored pages in my Bible, or, you know, one of them tore out like one of the pages and I have it taped in there. And, you know, there was just all these little interactions we had, whether it was reading like a little book about faith, or it was just some really, really simple short moments of talking to them about God. And I just remember thinking at the time, like, is this even getting through to them? Like, they just want to go play in the mud, or they just want to go, you know, they're wondering when we're going to get to our destination. And it is amazing to me now, because our oldest ones are, you know, 11 and 12, like how much now I can really feel like this made a huge impact on them, a huge impact. And even like they can remember a lot of the things that we listened to. They can remember a lot of the things that I said, and even just shaping their worldview. Like, I'm amazed that moms are able to participate in like the neurological formation of children. Like, all of those little connections are happening in their brain, and the word of God is powerful. So I think it's like such motivation, and it's motivation to me now, even now that my kids are older, to like keep making those little inputs, because they are adding up, even if it feels like they're not. All right, Laura, let's hear the next one.
Yeah, this one's going to be a little bit of a different vibe. It's a little more practical.
Okay.
It's titled, "To See Needs and Meet Them." See needs and meet them. My mom was known for this phrase as I was growing up. All she had to do was say, "See needs," and I knew what she was going to say, and more importantly, what she meant. Today, I find myself repeating that phrase to my children. Whether it's someone needing a tissue because they're crying, a cabinet door that needs shut, or toys spread across the floor that need cleaned up, my prayer for my children is they will grow up to be people that see needs, and instead of waiting for someone to ask them, they are the first ones to stand up and help without ever being asked. This simple phrase carries so much weight and meaning for me, and hopefully someday it will for my kids as well. To be observant of their surroundings, to take initiative, to have empathy for others, to be industrious and hardworking, discerning and attentive. Most importantly, it reminds them to live a life like Jesus's example, to have a servant's heart that loves others more than themselves, to see the true needs below the surface, the needs of the heart, and to humbly serve in a way that draws the glory and fame to God and his great works rather than to the work of their own hands. His fame, not ours. For a heart that is saved is a heart that serves, and a heart that serves is a heart that acts as the hands and feet of Jesus. Let us be mothers that teach our children to see needs and meet them, and not only teach it, but live it.
So good. So good. Tell us more. Tell us where you were at.
Okay, this one, I was definitely in Chicago again. Lots of good writing came out of Chicago. 3 under 4. And I remember my oldest was 4 years old. So how, I should say that as 3 under 4. Yeah, that works, right? Okay. And I was starting to teach this to my oldest son and feeling like, okay, we got to get together here and like, mama needs some help. Mama can't do it all. And it's really true. The entry says that my mom taught me this phrase. I don't know when exactly she started doing this, but she has a lot of like little quippy phrases. Honestly, the RM community probably knows quite a few of them. I've heard have people like DM them and say, I hear your mom's voice in my head. I'm like, you've never actually heard my mom's voice, but I know what you mean.
The one I know is clean left to right.
Yes. Here's a tip for everybody. If you're overwhelmed, like, right, you're looking at a messy kitchen that's just a bomb went off in there, start from the left side and move to the right.
I do that every day. I think about it every day.
It's so helpful. It just gives you a place to start, right? Like, right. Like, where do I begin?
Left to right.
Left to right.
Okay, keep going.
So see needs and meet them. And I remember her kind of saying this in this happy little voice, and her finger was kind of in the air, and it just stuck. And as I grew up, I remember that phrase ringing in my own heart and head as I would be at a friend's house and like, you know, their mom would be getting ready for dinner and like, she's unloading the dishwasher and I would just jump in and help. And that's not credit to like, oh, Laura's so great. Like my mom ingrained, she would have had my head if I didn't do these things, right? And so I desire though for my kids to grow in that, because as I become an adult, I've been so grateful for that skill set to have eyes that see needs. And I really think like something else that's beautiful is I think with my own children, I tried to expand that to move beyond just physical needs, but to really see someone who needs a friend who's maybe left out at the playground, or to see if somebody needs a hug. Maybe they just need you to ask like, are you okay? And so I think that that's just training and having the eyes of Christ, right? This is just training to see as God sees. And I love phrases because I do think they really help. I think that the Spirit often brings them to mind in moments where he wants you to do something, where there's an opening to do something. And so I hope that this is a helpful phrase for you to take home and employ with your family. You can reframe it to have eyes to see or other ways of saying this, but see needs and meet them. It's just something that I think if everybody did it, the world would be a bit of a better place. Okay, Em, you're up. Last one. Tell us what it is.
All right. This one is called When You Can't See God's Help. In motherhood, it's easy to see all the things we lack, all the ways we fall short. We heave a heavy sigh and wonder if we'll ever get it right. Hope for ourselves and our children slips from our grasp faster than a bag of fruit snacks after a morning at the park. So we pray and we ask God for help. We think about how much he loves us and is for us. We remember how strong and powerful, present and capable he is. But then what? We still feel just as weak as we did 30 seconds ago. Has anything changed? By faith, we can be confident that if we're in Christ, then his Spirit is strengthening us every step of the way. Our hearts might not instantly swell with assurance, and our steps might not immediately bound into a steady pace, but his strength is still there. Strength in Christ can look like moving forward in obedience to God, even though you're tired and you're not sure what the outcome will be. It looks like having hope in God and His promises, believing that even though things look bleak right now, He is caring for and protecting you. It looks like turning to the Lord over and over again, instead of giving in or giving up and going your own way. It looks like having a peaceful heart, even when you're struggling or circumstances don't look the way you expected. It looks like continuing to love others, putting one hand and foot in front of the other out of a desire to serve the Lord and glorify Him. Oftentimes, it's hard to see or feel the reality of this type of strength until you turn around and look behind you. When you see that mom you were from 6 months ago or 2 years ago who was struggling and feeling like she wasn't enough, you suddenly realize that God helped you persevere. God provided for you and did a mighty work in and through you despite your lack. Then you'll breathe a sigh of praise. Just as faith moves us forward without sight, sometimes it also moves us forward without feeling. But oh, His strength is absolutely there.
You know, it's interesting that you read this one because literally this morning, Emily, I was like coming down the stairs and some thoughts had just been crossing my mind. And I was literally like, I stamped my foot on the stair landing. I stamped it. I stomped it, whatever. I stomped my foot and I was like, God, You said You would help me in moments where I need You. And I don't feel Your help right now. I literally temper tantrum. And so it's so apropos. Yeah. I feel like, okay, here's the Lord working that You would read this post. I mean, I didn't even know You were going to read this one today, but I feel this because You're talking about like, hey, in that moment, you might not have a spring in your step or you might not feel like God is helping, but He is. And sometimes you only can see it when you look back and give it time. And so I don't know, this is just very appropriate for me right now with what I even felt this morning of like, You said You would help, you know, like I'm frustrated because I felt like I couldn't change my mind. I couldn't change my heart where it was feeling frustrated about certain things. There wasn't this instant relief. So tell us a little more about the post.
Yeah. I think I wrote this one more recently and this was kind of in my season of thinking about the topic of weakness and writing He is strong. And I think a question that kept coming up that moms were asking, which is totally valid, is like you're saying, like, what does strength look like in hard situations? And so I remember I was sitting in like our current home, kids were at school, and I'm there at the kitchen counter with my laptop open, and I'm trying to look back on motherhood and kind of see like, what were those moments where I felt really, really weak in motherhood? And I can almost, you know, you feel that, right? In like your chest and your stomach, and it's just like, it just seems like you're not getting by. And yet I was looking back on those situations and I was like, oh my goodness, I was absolutely getting by on God's strength. Like His grace was totally present. There was all these ways He was providing for me. I'm so thankful for those things. I can see it a lot more clearly now. And even looking back and be like, the fact that I kept going one day after another, the fact that I kept praying, the fact that He had all these believers in our lives that were encouraging us and praying for us, the fact that we were able to still like parent our other children in the midst of struggles with one child who had different disabilities, the way that He caused our other children's faith to persevere in the midst of that. Like, it's just so many things. And I was like, oh, it absolutely was there. I just couldn't see it and feel it at the time. And I just really wanted to capture that, you know, when we are in a tough situation and we're trying to walk with the Lord and keep doing what is right, despite our feelings, it's so mundane. And I think it feels like, is this even working? And yet, absolutely, like the Spirit is the one who is graciously keeping us with God. And I forget what theologian said this. It might have been John Piper, but just this idea of like every day you wake up and you choose Christ is a miracle.
I think that's Piper.
I may be butchering that. Like it's something to that effect of like, I just think we take for granted that like what a work of the Spirit it even is that we're like still choosing Christ each day. And that might be all that it's like, I don't even feel anything. I'm struggling with doubt or I'm struggling to see how the situation is going to resolve. But God, like I choose You, like that is a work of His strength and grace in your life. So hang on. And I think try to look back, you know, on times in your life that you can remember, like at that moment, I felt like nothing was happening, but I can look back in hindsight and see that it was. Like, I think those are also, what do they call them? Like Ebenezers or things that you're like, this is something I can draw confidence from.
Okay. Well, that was our last one. We hope you guys enjoyed and feel a little bit refreshed, a little bit encouraged. And again, if you like these writings and different things like this, we have a whole book of them, all sorts of different types of encouragement. It's sorted topically. So you can even go in and say, hey, when I'm feeling angry, when I'm feeling sad, when I'm feeling depressed, we have entries for almost every feeling that a mom can go through. And so we hope that this truly is a book that refreshes your spirit. Again, it's called A Million Tiny Moments. It comes out on March 4th of this year, and you can grab it anywhere books are sold.
Hi, I'm Amy, and I am part of the Risen Motherhood community for a variety of reasons, but basically just the things that you guys share, how you encourage mothers and women with the truth and not just with a fabricated message. Just really resonates with my heart. I think we all want a quick fix. And if I can be honest, motherhood is not easy and it's not always joyous. And so I'm just so grateful for the ministry you guys are doing, pointing people back to God.
Risen Motherhood will cease producing new content in April 2025, but all content from the ministry will be available through April 2026. To all of the donors who have made this ministry possible over the years, we are so thankful for your support. For more information, visit risenmotherhood.com.